During the economic downturn, many Americans are tightening their belts. Commentator Angela Nissel knows what that's like.
Almost everyone has been broke at one point in their lives. I'm not talking about poor. Being poor is quite different. Being broke is temporary, while poor is a continual state, passed down through generations like dusty jewelry. While poverty is very unfunny, being broke can be funny. Thing is, many people spend way too much time being sad about it and don't get to enjoy their state of brokenness. Being broke is just a blip on the monetary radar screen. It's just there to keep us on our toes and to give us a break from keeping up with the Joneses. It makes you learn how to adapt. It makes you figure out new ways to do things, the key to the survival of the human race. Who knew a salad bar could take care of almost all of your hygiene needs? Those extra packets of mayonnaise can be used as hair conditioner and shaving cream. Have puffy eyes from staying up too late worrying about your finances? Go back to the Fixin's bar and grab some cucumbers for those eyes. Perhaps it's a bit easier for me to feel a bit of fondness for brokenness, as my first experience with the benefits of extreme frugality came very early in life. My mother and father divorced while I was in elementary school. The first Halloween after the divorce, Mom informed my brother and I that we wouldn't be getting the usual Halloween costumes. We'd be going to the special Halloween store. The name of that special Halloween store was Goodwill. Little did I know that that entry into the world of brokenness would catapult me into total elementary school coolness. While everyone else paraded around in mass-produced, highly flammable plastic superhero costumes, I was in an authentic McDonald's uniform, complete with grease stain on the collar. As French fries are the epitome of high class to pre-adolescence, I was queen for the day and safe from the schoolyard bully, Tim. I convinced him that I had an authentic McDonald's costume because my mother was best friends with Ronald, and if I chose to, I could ban Tim from Happy Meals forever. Being broke forces you to use creativity. Your car got repossessed? Don't think of the bus as public transportation. Imagine you're being chauffeured in a really big limo. Razor blades aren't just for shaving anymore. They're for cutting open your toothpaste container to make sure you get every last mini speck out of there. Broke people save lives. What good would medical advances be if there weren't so many broke college students making pocket change by donating blood and bone marrow? Being broke isn't so bad. It'll pass. Just keep a smile on your face and hang in there. Well, and of course, the best thing about being broke, it's absolutely free.
The comments of Angela Nissel, author of The Broke Diaries.